You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here for one of my last chats of the season, I guess, with Steve Gilbert, Diamondbacks. Steve, we are reaching that final resting place. Is that kind of morbid? But there's only a couple weeks left in the season, and of course the Diamondbacks don't seem to be factoring into the playoff picture. So I was scanning through some of the coverage of the Diamondbacks lately, and one of the articles that caught my eye was Paul Goldschmidt going to see a little bit more rest in 2016, in that maybe they're going to be looking for somebody to, as a reliable backup so that he doesn't have to play like 160. Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, I think, Allison, they feel like Chip Hale feels like it's possible that Goldschmidt wore down a little bit this year. I pointed out in the piece, I mean, it was he didn't start one game in May. That was his first kind of day off, but he still pinch hit and went in on defense. And then didn't get another off day until August. And that was his first full game off. And, you know, he didn't really get the All-Star break because he was starting first baseman for the National League. So there's a lot of time in there where he was playing. And as good a shape as he's in, as young as he is, you know, that just can take a toll in this day and age. And so I think Chip Hale has got to find a way to get him some more rest. And it's hard because even when he's not necessarily hitting, he still plays great defense, or he's still a leader on the field, and they hate to have him out of the lineup. And I can understand why it's tough to take him out of the lineup. But certainly he's dropped off a little bit here these last 6-7 weeks. And it could easily be because he's tired. There could also be some other explanation for it. But I think they feel like he's been a little bit run down, and that it's time to maybe find somebody that's a little bit more of a reliable backup, whether that's going out and getting somebody, maybe a left-handed hitter that can, you know, that is willing to play once every couple of weeks or not, or if it's like an Aaron Hill, a veteran that they can get comfortable at first base over the course of spring training.
Yeah, so, I mean, .244 average when I was taking these notes last night, so since August 1st, I mean, that's pretty drastic. That's, I mean, considering what Goldschmidt, how consistent he is, I mean, that would be cause for alarm. That just can't be like, well, that's strange. I mean, that's a 7-week sample size here, and .244, I mean, there really can only be one explanation for that.
It certainly seems that way, and, you know, he's a guy that's so important to that lineup just because of the way he sets everybody else up, whether they're pitching around the guys behind, you know, to get to him. However, he does change that lineup, and they do need him to be a factor. And so, you know, these last 7 weeks have been a little tough because, you know, he hasn't quite been that same factor. Now he still brings it every day and, you know, still plays great defense, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it certainly does seem like he's a little tired out there, and that maybe more rest is the only real fair thing for a guy like that.
And really, I mean, it also speaks to just how not only how valuable he is, but, I mean, when you know, they don't really have a scary lineup. And so really taking him out for a day has to be painful for Chip Hale, because you're decreasing your chances of winning that game by a lot more than when you have like a stronger lineup and you have a sort of a well-rounded lineup where, you know, one guy isn't just the only guy. You know, the Diamondbacks are sort of in a position where they can't really afford to give him a day off.
It's really hard, you know, because he was hitting .350 too, and, you know, so that was hard to take that bat out of the lineup. And, you know, now A.J. Pollock has started to come into his own, and they actually put him in the 3 spot yesterday and put Goldschmidt in the 4 spot for the first time. And so, and then David Peralta started to hit a little bit better behind Goldschmidt. So now they're starting to put together with some of these younger guys more of a formidable lineup. And that should also, going forward, be helpful in terms of getting him some more time off.
Okay, so let's move on to just sort of looking ahead to the offseason. And, of course, like you posted a mailbag recently, obviously the offseason priority is pitching, and more pitching. They need starting pitching. They may try again for Aroldis Chapman, who they were very much interested in at the trade deadline. Who knows what the Reds are going to do on him. But just looking, so the payroll was about $88 million this year, and they've got, as far as, like, big money, 3 guys, Aaron Hill making 12 next year, Yasmani Tenmas making 7.5 and Goldschmidt making a very economical $5.8 million next year. So that's about $25 million for three players. And then they have arbitration eligible. They got eight guys, four first timers. So you have to factor in another like $35 million for that. So I know like it's not like you've sat down with the front office and mapped out exactly how much you're going to be spending. But do they hope to be able to open up the wallet a little bit and be like a player when it comes to really fortifying the team with some outside reinforcements?
I think that they do feel like they're going to have money to spend and possibly significant money. They've done a lot of cost-saving moves over the last 2 years when they've fallen out of the pennant race last year by trading Martin Prado and this year by trading Bronson Arroyo and some of the other moves that they've made and gotten rid of some higher salaries. The talk was always, Tony La Russa always liked to say, well, that money's going into a bucket for the future, and it's going into a bucket for the future. And I think this is when they're kind of thinking about, is the future this offseason could be that. Now, whether it makes sense for them to commit huge money for some of these pitchers that are going to be on the market, I don't know, given their market size and what that would do as far as, you know, a lot of these deals, you sign a seven-year deal, the first three, maybe 4 years of it are good, and then, you know, the player tends to fall off and the team is stuck on those last 3 years. And if you're a big market team, you can afford to write that off, whether it's a CC Sabathia or whatever kind of situation. But the Diamondbacks might not be in that position, you know, down the line to be able to do that. So they are going to have some money to spend, and they do seem committed to going out and trying to find some pitching. So it'll be interesting to see how creative Tony La Russa and Dave Stewart, Dijon Watson get when it comes to putting together this team in the offseason.
And so one final thought, and I guess I do have somewhat of a best interest in this, but the Houston Astros are ending their season in Arizona this year. So they're going to be trying to possibly be maybe trying to win a division, maybe trying to clinch a playoff spot. And the Diamondbacks, so now they have like this responsibility to field a formidable team for those final three games, which is good and bad. But I know that, you know, some of the starters, I mean, they've wanted to sort of lay off some of the starters. So what kind of situation does that put Chip Hale in to, put a competitive team out there for the sake of the integrity of our beautiful game, but without, just using a guy needlessly who might need some rest?
Yeah, you know, we asked them about that one because they were officially eliminated just recently when we were in San Francisco. Obviously, they'd known they were going to be eliminated, but the official day, you always ask about it. And he said, well, it's not going to change the way we approach the last few weeks of the season. He said his job is to win as many games as possible. They'll also try to get a look at some of the younger players, but they're not just going to start a AAA team out there over the last few weeks of the season. They may mix in a younger guy here or there, but they're going to continue to play their A lineup because a lot of the guys they have are young guys. A lot of their established guys are young guys. And so they're going to continue to push and push hard, not only because that's, as you said, for the integrity of the pennant races, but also because they feel like it's what their job is and what's best for them.
Very good. All right, Steve. Nice talk. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Allison. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.